Glass in the morning. Thank you for being with us. The 11th day of June. Happy Monday. And every Monday morning, we check in live with our great friend Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. Happy Monday.
Well, happy Monday, despite the boomers outside and the rain. Man, it's pouring down rain this day. Huh?
It is.
It's doing that since about 10 after 3 this morning.
That's when it picked back up. Okay, because when I packed it in last night watching the college baseball about 12:15, it was still rattling off my window. And yeah. I wasn't going to stay up to see the end of Mississippi State Vanderbilt, but Mississippi State ended up winning, and they are moving on to Omaha.
Oh,
but
okay.
Well, Vanderbilt's got that guy that whistles the whole time. You notice that? You ever watch a Vanderbilt? Remember when Indiana was playing there last year? They got that guy in the crowd that just whistles and whistles and whistles. It just drives you crazy. So I had it on mute, so I'm trying to watch it, and then the rain's pitter-pattering on my roof, and that just knocked me out and ready to go. I was knocked out like Vanderbilt was knocked out, Joe, so
okay, they got beat, huh?
The Bulldogs are moving on. Washington beat Cal State Fullerton in an absolutely bonkers game as well, so they are moving on. Too bad no Hoosiers, but that's all right. Here on a Monday, though, we're going to start on the prep side of things in a busy weekend. I guess this would be our last high school weekend, Joe. I was trying to figure that out on the air. All we have left is high school baseball, but this weekend saw Maya Mills compete in the state tennis championships and Chance Coyle play two games as an Indiana All-Star. Take it away on a Monday morning.
Well, a couple of great opportunities for our kids as we wrap up the 2018 high school season, at least for the spring. And Maya Mills, the rising junior, plays for Gretchen Wertzman, went to Park Tudor and came away a straight set loser to Isabel Bierman of Muncie Burris. But my golly, what a run she made in the postseason. It was well documented, talking to Coach Gretchen the last couple of weeks about Maya and how she's moved along in her young career after arm surgery. She made it to the big stage, the quarterfinals of the girls' IHSAA state tennis tournament. She had to get used to the umpires and the crowd making noise at the other matches. So it was a different kind of a venue, but my golly, the experience that she received, not only winning the sectional regional, but being at the state, only going to pay dividends for the young lady in the couple of years she has yet to play for Bloomington South. Well, Chance Coyle, we know, will play for University of Southern Indiana. He got in two games in a split with the Kentucky All-Stars, wearing that jersey number 3, ended up with 3 points and 4 rebounds total in the two games, had a couple of assists as well, playing off the bench for Jim Shannon. The Indiana boys didn't look like they wanted to have anything to do with Kentucky in that first game at Bellarmine, as they lost Friday night by 11, and then they turned it around and they won by 28 at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, as Romeo Langford ended up with 39 points and 13 rebounds. Rob Finnancy had 14 and 10, and Demezi Anderson 14 and 6. Those are the three Hoosiers that will be playing for Coach Archie Miller, and they'll be reporting to a summer workout camp tomorrow, as a matter of fact, here in Bloomington. So the girls, Grace Berger, will be playing for Terry Morin. She had 29 points and 11 rebounds in the two games that she played for Kentucky. She's a young lady out of Louisville, a native of Louisville, out of Sacred Heart High School. The girls lost, the Indiana girls lost at Bellarmine by 5, and came back for a 13-point win at Bankers Life on Saturday night. So Kentucky was looking for its first sweep in 8 years. They didn't get it. Well, we are down to, just the baseball finals at Victory Field this weekend. Daleville and University in 1A, Boone Grove and Southridge in 2, and Drouin Silver Creek in 3, and Fishers will play Indianapolis Cathedral for the 4A state title at Victory Field, and that will be that. We can tell you that New Palestine will be going to Class 4A next year, as they won the state 3A softball tournament, beating South Bend St. Joe 3-1. So on the success formula, they will be moving up to a new class next year, which is great news for Mick Hammett and the Edgewood Lady Mustangs. Pioneer won the state title in A, and Speedway in 2A, and Decatur Central in 4A, as we wrapped up the softball season. We'll wrap up some golf, tell you how Andy Perry did at the Medalists, and also Chase Wright getting his first pro career on the web.com tour. A great win for the young man who played collegiately for Mike Mayer out at IU, and lots more ahead. Don't forget In the Zone. Dave's back with Glass and your calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Yep, Chase Wright, big day yesterday. Big win, second playoff hole. Great to see. He won last year on the McKenzie Tour, which was the old Canadian Tour, to get back on the web.com, Joe. So he's been winning at every level. Now let's see if he can turn this momentum into, it looks like from all the Golf Channel stuff I watched yesterday, that's enough to get him on tour next year. So exciting times for Chase, and hopefully he can keep the Hoosier tradition alive. You know, Wheaties out there right now, and keep everybody fairways.
Well,
and greens.
I think you move it up to fifth on the the top 25.
You've got to be in the top 25 in the regular season or the top 25 in the playoffs. So, yeah, I think he's in a really good spot. They were saying his 177,000 that he has right now, that has not ever not made the tour. So that's that's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
And exciting times there. We'll get to the racing next hour as well. Rain's everywhere, it looks like. And speaking of Coach Terry Moore, looks like she got a big commit yesterday, so that's exciting as well. The Warren Central junior, Shyla Beeler, the number 19 recruit in the country, reports John Blau of the Herald Times is heading Indiana's way, so a good weekend for the Hoosiers. Social media tells me that the IU reunion was down at French Lick over the weekend, so Archie Miller tweeting out about how many great players and everybody is down there. So that's fun stuff as well. And, we'll get it all caught up coming back at 8:45. Plus, justification of Justify is your Triple Crown champion.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. All right, Smitty, get that coffee going. We'll try to find some sunshine in these clouds today. If not, you'll provide it at 8:45. How about that?
Yeah, thanks. I'll do my best. I'll see you then, my friend.
All right, Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 Mondays and Fridays live. Joe Smith time at WGCL. Say hello to the Minister of Culture, Smitty.
I was just getting ready to do that. Morning, Jimmy. How you doing?
I am good, Joe. How about yourself, young man?
Well, still dry. That's key.
That's better than some of us.
I'm glad not playing golf today or doing anything outdoors.
I know.
Make sure you have your life preserver on, and you're going to get wet today. Speaking of golf, Joe, the medalists, they had to dodge the raindrops over the weekend. That's our big first local golf event, city tournament, coming up a little bit later in the summertime. Chase Wright, Indiana Hoosier, wins on the web.com tour. Big weekend for him. Tell us all about it.
Well, veteran linkman will go locally. First of all, veteran linkman Andy Perry fought off the rains like so many other of his brethren this weekend and that played the game. The two-day medalist wrapped up yesterday down at Stonecrest after rain shortened the first round play to 14 holes out of the gates on Saturday. Each division basically was shortened on Saturday out there. Common holes then were completed, and then that's how they determine the golfers how many holes they had played. Determining the cutoff, and then they moved Sunday to Stonecrest. And Perry left the Cates, by the way, at 2-under after 14, which equated to a 54 at that time. And then he shot 72 for a 126 two-round aggregate. That was two shots better than Brian Muehlhaus and Chris Williams in the men's championship event for the medalist 2018. Joe Newman was medalist in the seniors matching Perry's 126 total. Ike Martin, the Hall of Famer, finished shooting a 69. Is my cat Woody is interfering with her tail right now on my sheet. But Ike, who's the Hall of Famer, finished shooting 69 Sunday to beat his good old friend Bob Hastie by two. Bob had a 68, which was the best round of the day down there on Sunday. Roger Ashby won the Masters Super Seniors medal. Peggy Taylor, the women's, and Bloomington North's Jay Stay, who'll be a junior this fall, won the juniors. Well, he did birdie that second playoff hole, and Chase Wright, a former Mike Mayer product, beat Alex Crewe at the Russ Linoleum Web.com event over in Ivanhoe, Illinois, 17-under after losing Chase in a playoff, a sectional U.S. Open qualifier earlier in the week. But, boy, he bounced back here at 68 in the final round. The Munson native and 2012 IU grad, has upped his in-season money winnings now to $177,000-plus after his first career win and his third top 10 of the season in 14 starts. Since he left Mike Mayer's program now, Chase in 83 pro events, 9 career top 10s, and this win gives him a career total of now $418,508. He didn't win that yesterday, but that's what his career total is up to, and it also moved him to fifth on the Webb's 25 to get his PGA card next year. But those earnings that he has right now, usually that is good enough to earn your card for 2019. A couple of other notes and quotes. Before we talk a little about the Belmont, we talked a little about Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Basketball. I've been meaning to do this for about a couple of weeks, but congrats out to John Parker III, the ICSAA Player of the Year, the Indiana Christian Schools Athletic Association. He played for T.J. Napier at Lighthouse Christian. They Lions were state runner-up, and he received an Indiana jersey number 5, a nice banner, and certificate. So congrats out to John Parker. And also remember Denise Asquith. She won the state singles not many years ago for Bloomington South. Well, she became just the second lady at Western Michigan Bronco history to earn the ITA Arthur Ashe Leadership and Sportsmanship Regional Award. So congratulations out to Denise. And mentioning young ladies, the Tyra Pro Swim Series, the TYR Pro Swim Series, Swim Swam magazine tells us that out in Santa Clara over the weekend, Lily King, you know that name, she regained the world number one ranking in the breaststroke, 105.61, reclaiming the top spot after, guess who, Yulia Efimova, the Russian counterpart that she has entered into here over the last 3 or 4 years going back to the Olympics, had reclaimed the top spot. She had a 105.7, but Lily back on top in the world in the breaststroke at 105.61. Well, impressive indeed, wire-to-wire justify as he wins the Triple Crown Saturday at Belmont, nearly 2 lengths over Gronkowski and Hofburg. And like Seattle Slew back in 1977, wire to wire was this Triple Crown champ. Justify joining Slew as the only two to do that. Beautiful ride given to him by the veteran Mike Smith, who now is the oldest Triple Crown jockey on record at 52, as he wins the Triple Crown, as does Bob Baffert, the outstanding trainer. That was his second in 4 years after American Farrell hit the scene back 4 years ago, only the second trainer to win 2 Triple Crowns, Bob Baffert. But here's a horse, and we talked about this throughout the Triple Crown. You know, he didn't race as a 2-year-old, but here he sits 6-0 in his career. And the last time that there were 2 Triple Crown winners in a decade was the 70s, which produced, if you recall, Secretariat, Slew, and Affirm. But here is now another great one to place along those names. He was only bought for $500,000, but he won $800,000 for winning the Belmont, and his career earnings almost $3.8 million. Justifiably a Triple Crown champion. We have In the Zone. Dave joins, comes back and joins Glass. And your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
All right, Smitty, great job as always. Busy, busy weekend. And Major League Baseball is it. NHL over. Washington Capitals will champ. NBA over. Friday night, LeBron and the Cavaliers bow out. Golden State, third title in 4 years, so that's exciting as well. U.S. Open, World Cup this week. We'll have plenty to do, and we'll get caught up with you on Friday morning.
Looking forward to it. Talk to you then.